Welcome to Cat Chat, brought to you by Dr. Elsie's Precious Cat, privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose personal mission has been to formulate a wide variety of litters for all types of cats so they keep using their litter box, which keeps them in their loving homes. Dr. Elsie has also created clean protein, wet and dry foods that are specifically appropriate for a cat's nutrition needs. I'm Tracy Hotchner, the author of The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. My mission is to entertain, educate, and inspire cat lovers like you to give your kitty cats the best possible life in nutrition, affection, and environmental enrichment. Often sharing my conversation with feline expert Dr. Michael Maria Delgado, along with other cat authors and experts. Dr. Elsie's is also the founding and continuing sponsor of my New York Cat Film Festival, which brings together short films from around the world that celebrate kitty cats. The festival premieres every fall in New York City and then travels to theaters across America and Canada, with a portion of every ticket going to local cat welfare organizations with the support of Dr. Elsie's. I am so delighted to spend time with Zazie Todd. She wrote Purr, The Science of Making Your Cat Happy, a brand new book that is about just that. And one of the things that she talks about in the book, which I consider unique and fascinating, is the issue of scent, the things that cats smell, the ones they like, the ones they don't like, and how to do better by your cat in terms of scent. Zazie, thanks for being here and for bringing up this whole issue of both aversive and positive scents for cats. Can you talk about scent enrichment, how you've learned about it, and how you use it for your own cats?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. It's quite a big topic, really. The thing is that cats have amazing noses, and people mostly don't realize this. They're used to thinking of dogs as having good noses, but actually cats have incredible noses as well. And as well as their nose, they have something called a vomeronasal organ, or VNO, which is above the hard palate in the mouth and which detects pheromones, which are chemical scents with meaning. So to give you an example, when your cat rubs their head on you, they're depositing pheromones from scent glands around their face. And those pheromones have various different purposes, but it seems that when they're rubbing their head on you, it's something that's helping them to feel safe in the environment or helping to create a group scent with you or with any other cats in the home. So we know that scent is really important for cats, and that means we can use it both positively to provide interesting things for cats, and then also we need to make sure that we're not stressing them out by giving strong scents that they would rather avoid.
Yes, or taking away those pheromones. We'll talk about scent enrichment ideas, some of the scent enrichment that you can bring into your home I didn't know about, but you made a brilliant point, which is pay attention to where your cat is rubbing his or her cheeks, because that's them placing their pheromone on objects to mark them as safe, friendly, part of their environment. And you say, don't go cleaning it off. I mean, we don't think of that we've cleaned off this thing they've gone to all this trouble to mark. Is that something that you think is common sense and yet not something we've all embraced?
I think that's something that not many people know. And for example, also with the cat's bedding, we often will say, okay, today I'm washing all of the cat's beds.
Yes.
But really your cat would prefer to still keep one of them back from the wash, so they still have something that smells of them that you'll wash another time separately from the others, so that we're not changing all of their scent all at once, because it helps them to feel more safe and secure to have their scent around the house. And when they rub their head on things, like my cat, Melina, has a special spot in the hall where she always rubs her head, and over time it's left a kind of slightly yellowish mark.
Yes.
And maybe this sounds bad from a housekeeping perspective, but I haven't cleaned it off yet. And I'm avoiding cleaning it off because obviously one day I'll have to and she'll have to start again, but because she always picks this spot and it's helping to make her feel safe in the home and secure and that this is her space.
I think that's
a great point.
Those of us that are, you know, like hyper cleaners, we're not doing the cat any favor. The cat doesn't want your whole house to smell like cleaning products. And that's another, because that's all of those are aversive smells. You're actually offending your cat's delicate nose with these harsh chemical cleaners. And do you recommend that people, for the reason of the cat, not just the environment, but particularly for cats in the home, to try and use more eco-friendly cleaners that don't have the scent of bleach in particular, but other harsh odors. I mean, that's important. Strong cleaning products particularly don't do it in their favorite places. But what about in the whole house?
Yeah, I think cats would probably prefer not to have these really strong smells, especially artificial smells that they're just not used to. And if we think about where we put the cat's litter box, for many people that's in the bathroom, which is a place where you tend to use quite strongly scented cleaners. And that's something that the cat probably is not going to like. And they would prefer not to have those other strong smells around their litter box. So definitely using a kind of something that doesn't smell so strong is probably better for the environment, as you say, as well as for the cat too.
Well, there's another thing, which is that I don't know about in the UK. You're originally British and you live in British Columbia, Canada, but the scenting of litters with human-friendly odors that are offensive to cats, lavender, citrus, pine, smells that people go, oh, that's like a wonderful synthetic air freshener in my car, which to me makes me gag, and I'm not half as sensitive as a cat, that those scented litters are actually drive cats away from the litter box. And I never had understood until reading your book why the Dr. Elsie's Cat Attract and Kitten Attract litters that use herbs that cats like. I never understood until you talk in the book about bringing herbs and plants into the home that cats like because it gives them pleasure. They want to go there and smell it. I never understood why that really worked. Cats that have had out of litter box problems really start using the litter box again when Cat Attract or Kitten Attract is in it. And you explained why. That there's these smells, and they're all plant. The ones you talk about are plant-based. Catnip, valerian, honeysuckle, silver vine. I didn't know about these. Where do you get those? Where does one? I mean, catnip you can buy, but what about the others?
Well, you can get them in some cat toys, and you can get them from good pet stores, or sometimes you have to get them from the internet. So Tartarian honeysuckle, for example, it's a wood, and I think that's harder to get hold of. There's somewhere in Calgary here in Canada called the Cat House that sells it, but you have to kind of hunt around for it. Valerian is more commonly in English cat toys, but I'm seeing silver vine actually in quite a lot of things in combination with catnip now, so it's easier to get hold of. And these are substances that, like catnip, not all cats will respond to them, but many cats will have something similar to a catnip response to them. So you can have it in toys, for example, or you can just have bits to put on the cat's bed or somewhere where the cat can come and sniff it. And if they like it and respond to it, they will start rolling around like they do with catnip, because not all cats respond to catnip.
That's right.
And the really interesting thing is that when scientists studied this, and there's still ongoing research into it, but silver vine actually was the one that most cats responded to. And that's very commonly used with cats in Japan, where they call it matatabi. And you can get it as sticks, but it also comes as a powder from the gall of the plant. And it really, for my cats, absolutely love it. And it drives them like crazy.
Happy, crazy.
Just like catnip, only more so. Yes.
It's very interesting. It's really lovely. And I didn't realize that scent was so important. Your book makes it so clear and makes you feel, as a cat lover, a cat owner, that, oh my God, we've been ignoring this important sense of the cats. But I have a friend who volunteers at a large cat sanctuary in Los Angeles, lions, tigers, not some weird hoarding thing. It's an actual sanctuary. I think they were actually cats who were hoarded by some lunatic somewhere. And one of the things that they do to try and make their life better and more enriched, they actually have a program of providing scents, and they put it, I think, on a big sheet of cardboard, but I'm not positive because I didn't have a chance to go up. But there's the day of the week that's the scent day, and they give them these very specific scents that the large cats are mad for, and it just gives them sheer joy. So I think that's really an important part of your book, Purr, is the ways, the simple ways we can give joy to our kitties and provide them with something that we've been ignoring. As you've said before, cat people really want to do everything they can for their cats, but they just don't know what all those things are, do they?
No, and I think, you know, when you know and you can start doing these things, it's really good fun, and it helps you to have a better relationship with your cat. And it's just nice to know that your cat is happier.
Yes.
And it's fun to watch them having fun, too.
It is. That's exactly right. We haven't known until your book. There's so many things we didn't know about that would give joy. And of course, it reflects back on us to watch them being joyful makes us happy. So just selfishly, you know, buy PER and do a lot of the suggestions that Zazie Todd has in it, because you and your cat will be happier for it. Thank you, Zazie, so much for this wonderful book.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I hope this conversation has deepened your understanding and appreciation of cats everywhere. It's been brought to you by Dr. Elsie's Precious Cat, which created their own clean protein cat foods, inspired by the protein levels found in a cat's natural prey, to better satisfy a cat's appetite with ingredients naturally intended for her body. 90% of the protein in clean protein is animal-based, not plant-based, as in many cat foods, which can compromise cats' health. Clean protein is the first dry cat food I can personally recommend as a healthy choice, although I always hope that wet food will be your cat's primary diet. Thanks again for being here.